Cape Talk, Car Talk.
With Jacob Mashoka. Now, he has been driving around in an Audi, or at least he wants to talk to me about Audis, and we'll get there in a moment or two. But you got to meet the legendary Ken Block, Jacob. Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Yes, I did. The legendary Ken Block has been taking over South African streets and racetracks for the past 2 weekends now. Remember last weekend I came through for the World Rallycross, and Ken Block was obviously participating. He's a rally driver by profession. And then on Thursday, I had an opportunity to interview him. The interview is up right now on ewn.co.za. He's taking part in the Gymkhana grid. Now, I think this is where Ken Block feels at home, because he is a drifting legend. You can give him any car, and going sideways for him is like the normal driving for any other person who knows how to drive. He's so good in terms of doing these crazy Gymkhana stunts, and he's well known. He's basically a YouTube sensation for just his talent when it comes to drifting a car. And he's got this a team that he set up called Hoonigan Racing. They build crazy powered cars. He's got this crazy Ford that he built, and he brought it to South Africa a couple of years ago with the Top Gear guys, the original Top Gear presenters. So, look, it wasn't a first for me just being in his presence, but now attending the Gymkhana grid at Carnival City today, it's something spectacular. So it's basically a course where people are drifting, and obviously the best drifts are the ones that aren't touching any of the obstacles and the ones who drift in the quickest time. And Ken Block is a champion at that, and he's one of the guys that are participating. There's a lot of other international drifters who have made their way to South Africa. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the Gymkhana grid is going to unfold today.
And I imagine, I mean, Ken Block is legendary, really, if you are in any way interested with matters motoring. But I imagine popularity of films like The Fast and the Furious, for example, has probably added to the profile that drifting enjoys now, not only in South Africa, but around the world.
Exactly that. I mean, the fact that you're seeing these kind of things on blockbuster movies like Fast and Furious means the influence on the drifting circles are growing and they're getting bigger. And if somebody like Ken Block, who is just spectacular when it comes to drifting, if somebody like him comes to a country and turns their attention to drifting, then you know that the drifting circles are getting bigger. Now, another thing that he actually did on Thursday night, there's a place called Wheels and Smoke in the south of Joburg. Now, usually there, all the drifting lovers would go there to see, you know, the BMW 325i's, the box-shaped BMs drifting. Now, I'm told that Ken Block did a cameo appearance and brought out one of his Ford STs, and people couldn't even get in. My brother went to go see Ken Block, and he said he couldn't even get into the venue because word of Ken Block came out and they saw his Hoonigan Ford ST. And he said the crowds were going wild. From what he heard when he was trying to make his way in there, he said the crowds were going insane. And it just goes to show that the drifting circles are definitely growing. Excuse the pun.
They're definitely growing, without a doubt. You can go to ewn.co.za to watch that interview that Jacob had with Ken Block. You're also about to tell us about the Audi's TTRS and their RS5.
Yes. So I spent a lot of time in Cape Town over the past few days. On Wednesday, I was invited by Audi South Africa to spend some time with the new TTRS, as well as the RS5. I just want to start by talking about this amazing TTRS, Africa. You got to understand, Audi are now pushing this Audi Sport banner out there. So their RS models are now becoming their flagship models, and this is how they're pushing the boundaries and taking on the competitors. And this TTRS, my goodness, so they've got this nice little 2.5-liter five-cylinder engine that they put in this car. It's the same engine that they have in their RS3. And for me, I'm already in love with the sound of this car. But now you get into this small little TTRS, which is 70 kilograms lighter than the RS3. And then you find a car that does a 0 to 100 in 3.7 seconds. You have to understand, like, Audi is now going into the territory of the likes of Ferrari. I mean, a Ferrari California does a 0 to 100 in 3.5 seconds. The Ferrari 458 0 to 100 in 3.2 seconds. So the sub-4 category of the sub-4 category has now become it's become a norm now for Audi, because 3.7 seconds is hella fast, Africa. It's hella fast. And, I mean, we managed to take it on a racetrack. We were taken to the Aerodrome racetrack, which is a secluded racetrack somewhere in Cape Town. It was the first time I was there. And I was blown away with what this car can do in terms of 0 to 100. Yes, the car is very small. You're literally just buying a car to fit you and your partner. You cannot drive with anyone younger than 3 years old in the back. And you have to buy this car if you're looking for the sort of car that can embarrass the likes of the supercars. And at the same time, if you're only buying it to have tons of fun. You're not buying it for the space. You're not buying it for the legroom. It's a small, compact car, which is surprisingly comfortable. And I think in terms of drivability, I think it drives better than the supercar. So if you don't want to go the supercar route, the Audi TTRS is something that you want to look at.
Do we dare to ask what the price tag is going to be?
No, nothing wrong with you asking. And yes, the price is definitely ridiculous. I mean, it comes with all this. There's this virtual cockpit that they have, and it's got this navigation system, comfort key, and parking systems, etc. And you're looking at 963,000 rand for a TTRS.
All right, I'll go to my bank manager and see if I can get a loan for that amount of money in order for me to drive around in an Audi TTRS. Jacob, we will need to talk about the RS5 next week, if that is okay with you, because we're nearly coming to the end of the show. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Jacob Mashoga will be back with us next week, Saturday.